The following podcast is part of the Underdog Sports Podcast Network. For advertising information or to find more great podcasts, visit us at www.theunderdogsports.com and follow us on Twitter at RealTheUnderdog.
Yeah, welcome to another episode of Get Paid. You're listening to Sean Ryan. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl matchup. And yes, we have initial lines from BovadaSportsbook.com, as per usual. So we're going to be talking a little bit, just a very little bit, about the championship weekend. Obviously, we're going to be getting into Kansas City and San Francisco. We're going to be talking about the lines there. And then if we have some time, we might go through some prop bets. I don't know what's out yet, but I'll be fishing around Bovada for that as well. But let me just talk about this just quickly over the AFC, NFC championship games. Baltimore was the best team in the league. But the best team in the league doesn't always win the Super Bowl. Just ask Peyton Manning and his Indianapolis Colts teams that would often lose to the Bill Belichick and Tom Brady New England Patriot teams. A lot of those Colts teams were better. But what matters is playoff. Your playoff confidence. We should say maybe not only individual confidence, but your ability to handle pressure. And one thing that I noticed with Lamar Jackson over the years, and I have friends who are Ravens fans, and I say the same thing every time, every year for the Ravens team, is like, look, I don't know what we're going to get from Lamar Jackson in the playoffs. He doesn't have that same frenetic energy in the regular season as he does in the playoffs. And by the way, Peyton Manning, who I think is probably the best quarterback of all time cerebrally and also had the talent. He didn't have the longevity that Brady had, but Brady and Manning were neck and neck for years and years and years. Brady had more Super Bowls, but I've done that debate before. I think those guys are neck and neck. Peyton Manning, when he got to the playoffs, and this is a clear advantage for Tom Brady, when Manning got into the playoffs, he had happy feet. He wasn't taking his 3 or 5 or 7-step drops, and he was in the, take his shotgun snaps and just stay planted and kind of smoothly survey the field. He would get happy feet and pounce around. He just looked nervous. He looked like he was stressed. And that's the way Lamar Jackson looks. And, if things are going well and he's playing from ahead, they're going to win the game. That didn't end up being the case. Kansas City doesn't go away. Kansas City has that playoff confidence. Kansas City is not as good, and they're a very good team, don't get me wrong. Kansas City was not as strong as a unit as the Baltimore Ravens were this year. But what happens? One, Patrick Mahomes has the confidence. He knows he's going to win. Travis Kelce and the receiving group, the wide receivers, they aren't dropping passes. They were dropping passes all year. Playoff times comes around, they get extra focused, and they catch passes. They're playing better in the playoffs than they were in the regular season. Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, you're going to get punched in the face in the playoffs. And, when Kansas City went out and they had the lead, they were ahead the whole game. Baltimore, didn't come out in the second half and, go up 2 scores and just run downhill like they do against everybody else. Kansas City just had Baltimore's number. I think Kansas City, I can't remember what the line was. I feel like it was like Baltimore -6. I can't remember. I had the lines written down from Bovada a couple weeks ago, but I don't have it here. I thought it was Baltimore -6. I would have taken Kansas City all day. It might even have been 3 by the time the game rolled around. I'd have taken Kansas City all day because I just don't trust Lamar Jackson when you're down by a score late to make the right decision. Now, if he's up by 2 touchdowns, he's not going to throw the ball into triple coverage. He is going to hit those bullets on the sideline. He is going to drive the ball downfield. When he's down, you see him slam his helmet. He's yelling at teammates. He's getting frustrated. His body language against the Chiefs was better than I had ever seen it in his playoff career, but he just melted down. That triple coverage throw was bad. And yes, there were some miscalls in officiating. I get that, and that's not great. Isaiah Likely absolutely got held or interfered with, I think, right before the interception. It just every year Lamar Jackson has a tough time, and this was the year that he had to do it. Kansas City is not going to be this weak next year. The Kansas City is going to be a better team next year than they are this year. And Joe Burrow comes back to Cincinnati. And Cincinnati, this I thought was Cincinnati's year, but when he got hurt, then I thought, man, who's going to beat Kansas City? Buffalo had a shot. Baltimore had a shot. And by the way, if the coaching staff, if they had run the ball a little bit more, maybe we had a different game on our hands. Although I still feel like Kansas City, even if Baltimore stuck to the run like they should have, and we expected them to, I still think Kansas City would have won that game just because they're gamers, man. They're gamers, and they're going to be in the Super Bowl. Now, San Francisco 49ers and the Detroit Lions. Do I have an issue with Dan Campbell going for it on fourth down as much as you did. No, I don't. But what I noticed at the end of the first half, when Detroit, when everything was apparently going right for them, I didn't see it that way. Detroit was, I think it was 21-7, and Goff missed. Gosh, was it Laporta? I can't remember who he missed in the end zone. He missed it, and then Detroit ultimately on that drive had to settle for a field goal, and I think that the field goal was the right choice there. Get the points. Going into halftime, because you don't want to go into halftime with San Francisco kind of having that momentum high and, you know, being fired up. I think taking the points there was the right thing to do at the end of the first half. But I thought, man, Goff had been playing well the whole week before that in the playoffs, you know, in their divisional round game. And then the first part of the first half, he looked good, but then he started missing throws. And then you come down the field, and that in the third quarter, he started looking tight. So they, when they went for it on fourth down, do I have a problem with it? No, because that's what Detroit did all year. And, you know, that play, was it Reynolds, the wide receiver there on fourth down? He was open enough, and Goff threw a laser beam down and to the opposite, basically, of where Reynolds was leaning. Reynolds, should he have made that catch? Hey, you get paid a lot of money to make that catch. You should make the catch, okay? But Goff didn't make it easy on him. And it was kind of like that in the second half. So then when they came down again and they had the chance for a longer field goal, would I have gone for it? Yeah, I probably would have, because you don't know that the kicker is going to make that field goal anyway. But what I'll say is this. I'm actually really glad that Ben Johnson's coming back for another year. I'm glad they're not breaking up that team, because I like to root for the underdog, and I like, you know, I like teams that haven't been to the Super Bowl to get there, like new matchups. Speaking of not new matchups, Kansas City, San Francisco, a rematch from a couple years ago. Even this, you know, basically talent group has played each other before. But, you know, Detroit, I was rooting for them. But at 24-10 at halftime, my wife is like, oh, wow, Detroit's really running away with this. I said, Detroit's a bad second half team. This is going to be really interesting down the stretch. And I got to be honest with you, you know, going into the fourth quarter with the score tied, I thought it was San Francisco was absolutely going to win that game, and they did. And Detroit, though, they covered the spread. I can't remember what it was. I feel like Bovada also had that one at 6, but I can't remember what it was last week. I know Detroit still covered it. I know they didn't think it was going to be 3. I would have absolutely taken Detroit. I thought that was going to be a close game. Detroit, you know, sticking to the run early and kind of doing that. The fumble from Gibbs, I don't really care about that. But the thing about San Francisco, now we get into the Super Bowl matchup. By the way, just to start off the bat, Kansas City is getting 2 points. So San Francisco, Bovada has at -2 against Kansas City. I don't know. I guess it's the same thing as Baltimore, right? Baltimore is the best team over the course of the regular season. San Francisco was the second best team over the course of the regular season. Do I believe in Brock Purdy? I do. I think Brock Purdy... You look, everybody's talking about how Brock Purdy's a system quarterback, blah, 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 blah. It's easy to look back on Brady's 20-something years in the NFL and his 7 rings or whatever he's got and say, oh, yeah, Brady was always great. Brady was not that great. First of all, this is Brock Purdy's second season. In Brady's second season, he just got the starting job halfway through the year. He was absolutely the game manager. Those first, like, 2 to 3 Super Bowls in New England won, Brady was a system, boring quarterback. Brock Purdy is better in his second year than Tom Brady was in his second year. Now, will he be better 20 years from now over the course of an entire career? Probably not. But give me a break. Everybody who's talking about Brock Purdy and not giving him any love, any respect, the dude's really good, and he's better now than Brady was in his second year. He's better now than Brady was in his third year, which is both their second years of starting. No question. There is no question that's true. I watched both of them. I watched both of them a lot. Now, Brady excelled over the course of his career, and of course, I think he'll wind up with a better career. But give me a break on the Brock Purdy stuff, everybody. Give me a break. He is better now than Brady was in his second year. He's better now, arguably, than Peyton Manning was in his second year, although I think Peyton Manning was better than both in their time. So just give me a break on this stuff. Purdy's good. Should he be, you know, paid, you know, like a top number one overall quarterback? I don't think any quarterback should be taking that much money, because it hurts the team, okay? Talk to me about the Dallas Cowboys and Dak Prescott and his $60 million cap number next year. Does that make Cowboys fans, you know, happy that he's a $60 million quarterback? Mahomes is taking big deals, but he's leaving money on the table so that Kelsey and other people can get their money. And believe me, after the season, he'll restructure so he can get some offensive tackles he's more comfortable with. So Purdy's good. But San Francisco, should they be favored here? I don't know. Initially, you're telling me Bovada's giving me 2 points, Kansas City +2. I'm feeling Kansas City here in that bet. Now, I'm looking at it. I just ran some numbers, and I'll probably dig in more this week. So check out one of my podcasts. You know, I do have the Functional Sportsaholic Get Paid. I don't know what's going to be on. Probably Fantasy Football on my neck next week, something like that. But I'm going to be going in and taking a little bit of a deeper dive into the Super Bowl in this week and I guess next week as well. My initial feeling is that this is a 24-21 game. I don't think we're going to get the super high-flying, high-scoring game. The difference maker here is going to be whether Kansas City's receivers are going to catch the ball. And I'll give you a heads up. My analytics are telling me that that Mahomes is going to throw for a couple touchdown passes, but there's not going to be a lot of massive yardage going around among the wide receivers, so it's going to be a typical game. I'm seeing that Pacheco is going to have a nice game, but maybe not get into the end zone. So I think Mahomes, it's all about, you know, basically capitalizing on those red zone drives, and I think they'll do that. I think Kelsey's going to have a nice game. Mahomes is going to have a nice game. And I have, oddly enough, I have Mecole Hardman, who before the season predicted he would be in the Super Bowl, although with the New York Jets, and beat the San Francisco 49ers, if you remember Hard Knocks. I have Mecole Hardman catching a touchdown, even though I think he's largely been a sack of, you know, crap on a log or something. He's fumbling. He's carrying the ball like a loaf of bread. I don't like the way he's been, holding on to the ball. But I think he's going to come up. And, last year it was Tony coming up being in the Super Bowl. And I think Sky Moore maybe as well. This year I feel like it's Mecole Hardman's going to make a little bit of a difference as one of those unheralded guys. Could be Justin Watson. But I don't think it's going to be necessarily Rashee Rice. Although he'll move the chains for the Chiefs. I don't think it's him having the big game. I think it's going to be one of these unheralded wide receivers. By the way, I mentioned, I said 21-24. The over-under Bovada has at 47.5. And I'm not really going to bet this because I think the margins are too slim. But I'm going to go under on the over-under. I'm going to say it's going to be a 45-point game. So I'm going to go under on the over-under. I don't have the team splits yet. So I don't have, you know, the over-under for each group. But I will say the money line is sticking with the 49ers, and Kansas City's on plus on the money line. I'm liking Kansas City in the money line. I'm liking betting them straight up. So there's some value for you. Let me get down. I'm not sure how many prop bets they have up and running. I'll say this. Propositions for the quarterback. I was running some numbers before. Purdy, is he going to be over and under 260.5 total yards? That's rushing plus passing. I think he's going to be under that. The under is -115. I think he's going to be under. Patrick Mahomes, total passing and rushing, total yardage, passing and rushing, 292.5. I just mentioned I think it's going to be a lower scoring game. The quarterbacks will play well. I don't think there's a lot of yards to be had. Might be a bit more of a field position game than it was last year with Kansas City and Philly. I'm going to take the under here, 292.5. That's a lot for combined yardage. You're basically, I think, asking Mahomes to go for about 50 yards of rushing there. I'm going to say they're on the under as well. That's also -115. Who will have more passing yards in the game? This is a good one. Patrick Mahomes, Bovada has it -160. Brock Purdy has it +120. I will go with Mahomes there just because San Francisco commits to the run a little bit more. Now, Kansas City does too, and Pacheco will have a fine game, but I think Christian McCaffrey running the ball, San Francisco doesn't shy away from strong defensive fronts. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes at the 160 is a good bet, the -160, according to Bovada. So there you go. Let's see here. What else do we have in passing yards? You know, you get things like prop bets. Bovada has like -185.5, -775 for Brock Purdy. I don't know. I would stay away from that ladder. I mean, will he have 185 yards? Probably, but would you really bet on a -775? I wouldn't. I'm scrolling down here. Total yards from first touchdown pass for Purdy, is it over or under 14 yards? I'm going to stay away from that because that's game plan stuff. I would say probably under that. I'm looking through. These quarterback odds, there's a lot of them out there, but I probably stay the away. Now, receiving propositions. I'll run through a couple of these, and then we'll I'll go through the rushing and think that'll be that. I'll probably save the props for next week. Let's see here. So Brandon Ayuk, total receiving yards. I project Ayuk to have a really nice game. So your 55.5 is -170. I'd probably take the 55.5 over at -170, although there it comes with some risk. McCaffrey, total receiving yards, over or under 35.5. given how good the Kansas City linebacking group is and how good the cornerbacks are, I think McCaffrey actually will get a couple of screen passes, a couple of receptions. I think he will be over 40. It's not a gimme, but Bavada has minus 120 for the over. I'll take minus 120. Sure, why not? Let's see here. Then what do they got? Deebo Samuel, total receiving yards. I don't love that. I'd rather have a total. We see more of a ladder here. Let me get back to the specific receiving yard function in Bavada. Let's see. Receiving yards, it's just giving me Ayuk, over, under. It's giving more of a ladder. Juwan Jennings, total receiving yards, 15.5. He's going to be over that, I guarantee you. Because all the attention is going to be on Deebo and Ayuk. One reception for Juwan Jennings over 15 yards. I think that's absolutely going to happen. He'll probably be around 30 to 45. So I'll take the over there. I'm looking for other ones. Rashee Rice has a ladder, so you're either going from 35.5 and minus 750. You get a bunch of options all the way up to over 109.5 for plus 450. I don't think Rice is going to be the guy with the big game. Travis Kelce, he'll get his. I think he'll be over 60. That's a minus 175. Total yards on first reception for Ayuk, 14.5 over and under. Ayuk gets the big catches, so I'd lean towards the over. Bavada has that at minus 120, although the under is minus 110, so we're not getting a ton of value there. Total yards on first reception for Deebo, 10.5. I feel like that's going to be under. You get a little bubble screen for 8 yards, something like that. The under's at minus 120. Again, both the over and the under are minus bets. I don't like that. I want to see a plus in one of my options. Enough of that. Let's go to the rushing props here as well. Let's see. Total rushing and receiving yards for Brandon Ayuk, 63.5. I'm on the over. Rushing and receiving, minus 115 for the over Bavada has. I am on Brandon Ayuk there. Let's see here. Deebo Samuel, over, under 77.5. I'm going to stay away from that. I think he's going to be close to that number. Pacheco, over, under, rushing and receiving, 91.5. I'm leaning towards the under, although I think he's going to have a good game. I think it'd be like 80 or 90 yards. It's a little too close for comfort. Juwan Jennings, over, under, total rushing and receiving, 17.5, minus 115. I'll probably stay away from that. Rashee Rice, 66.5. Something tells me it's going to be the under, but I'm going to stay away from that. And Marquez Valdez-Scantling. What did I say about the unheralded wide receivers? Over, under, 18.5. You're basically looking for one downfield catch. I think he's going to get that done. Over, under. I'm going to take the over on that minus 115. Let me go back to the money line. I think I forgot to mention it. Bavada has the money line for San Francisco to win the game at minus 123. I am leaning, like I said, to Kansas City. Kansas City is at plus 113. So that's where I'm at right now. I'm going to take a deeper dive and probably be talking prop bets next time we get on here. But I feel like Kansas City is going to win this game by a field goal. I feel like it's going to be on the lower scoring side. I think it's going to be 24-21. I'm on the under, on the over-under, which is 47.5. I'm on Kansas City +2 and Kansas City on the money line. So there you go. There's a show. I'll be back with another podcast next week. Check me out. I hope everybody really enjoys the Super Bowl. If you don't listen in until then, go out, make some bets, and get paid.
You want to get paid? Then get paid. Sean and Brad help you with the games. From the fantasy to the gambling, we the NFL experts help you win. You better tune in for the two hosts. They know everything from the players to the coaches. So get paid on a Sunday, because the team right here know the game the most. From Chi-Town to the Florida coast, got swag, got butter with the toast. Brad's a washed-up model, don't hate on that. Sean writes the fantasy football almanac. So quit that losing time to win. We talk fantasy or real, whatever you win. You're going to wish this podcast never end. Now get ready for the best show to begin. Let's go.